When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, August 26th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says the central bank must continue raising interest rates and hold them at a higher level until it's confident inflation is under control. Powell made the comments in a widely anticipated speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming this morning, and added that slowing the rate of investment, spending, and hiring will bring down inflation, but that process would also bring, quote, some pain to households and businesses. The specter of more interest rate increases sparked a sell-off on Wall Street. By late morning, the Dow Jones Industrials were down more than 450 points, or 1.4%. The S&P 500 has dropped by 1.7%, and the NASDAQ was down 2.1%. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department says U.S. household spending rose slightly, 0.1% in July from the month before, amid high inflation and rising interest rates. That's much slower than in June, when spending increased by 1%. Americans spent less on certain goods last month, such as gasoline, while they increased spending on services and long-lasting products. And Moderna has sued rival COVID-19 vaccine makers Pfizer and BioNTech, alleging that the company's COVID shot infringes on its intellectual property. The lawsuit alleges that Pfizer and BioNTech's vaccine relies on messenger RNA technology that Moderna had developed and patented years ago. A Pfizer spokeswoman said this morning that the company hadn't been served with a lawsuit and couldn't comment, and BioNTech did not immediately respond to a request for comment. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.